This is Leanna Broome on Oyster Mouth Radio with Healing by Nature.
Hello, this is Leanna, and today's programme is all about kids' health. It's a vast subject, and we will start from baby health and upwards to teens for girls and boys. Now, the last couple of decades, health concerns about our kids have changed. Not only are there the usual childhood diseases, now we have possible complications from vaccines, children getting stressed, bullied in school, children getting addicted to technology and not getting out into nature, childhood obesity due to lack of exercise and processed food, food and drink lacking nutrition, and the possibility of containing harmful additives, added to which the enormous increase in ADHD and ADD, depression, and feeling self-conscious about their bodies. The illnesses that children can suffer can vary with each decade, whether the type of illness or the severity of it. So over the years, I have treated different diseases, and apart from the different degrees of severity of the usual childhood diseases, the others come and go or even can have a name change. Let's talk about baby health first. After the birth, both mum and baby take time to recover. If the birth is cesarean, then the baby's microbiome could be functioning less efficiently than it should. The journey through the birth canal also serves to furnish the gut with beneficial bacteria. Babies are inclined to get snotty, colicky, and get very distressed if they're uncomfortable. Generally, breastfed babies are the most healthier. If the mum takes good care of herself, that is, breastfed babies have stronger immune systems because breast milk is nutritionally the most perfect food for babies, and it's easier for a baby to digest. Now, breastfed also helps mum and baby to bond. Also, the substance colostrum, a nutrient-rich fluid produced by the mother immediately after giving birth, is very good for the baby. And this first milk is loaded with immune growth and tissue repair factors. If breastfeeding is not possible, then bottle-fed baby, it has to be. Nappy rash, cradle cap, eczema, thrush, baby colic, allergy, sticky eye, digestive disturbances, trouble sleeping and not being able to settle, fevers which can result in febrile convulsions, teething, babies that cannot settle can all benefit from herbs, creams and lotions. Sometimes I recommend homeopathy. I have to say that babies can pick up on anxiety, so try to stay relaxed and try to keep a good, relaxing atmosphere around your baby. Babies get colder, hotter, dehydrate faster, so they must be observed constantly. Always be mindful and check if there are symptoms of meningitis, because babies can't tell us. Look out for sudden fever, constant crying, stiffness in the body and neck, and just some of the symptoms. And also a rash. It's very contagious. Check with your GP and don't delay if you ever have any doubts that your child could be suffering from this. Toddlers and infants and primary school children is what we're going to talk about next. So, they can experience coughs, colds, ear infections, sore throat, high fever, head lice. Occasionally, scabies, impetigo, eczema, asthma and hay fever can occur, but manifest at different times of life, and these three conditions are called atopic triad. Various childhood diseases we will cover in the next part. Eczema is a collective term for a group of related skin problems. The symptoms are itching, redness, dryness, scaly skin. usually worsens in the winter because of skin being covered up and central heating. Now, there are different causes of eczema, and there can be allergies, gut imbalances, which can affect immunity, something topical being used on the skin, stress and very cold, dry climates that irritate skin. And remember that eczema usually manifests on the back of the knee and the crease and on the inner elbows. It can be on the face, it can be on the arms, it can be just about lots of places. But that inner elbow and behind the knee is very typical. Natural treatments for eczema symptoms can include applying coconut oil, essential oils such as one or two drops of lavender in the bath, the right herbal cream to soothe, using a warm towel to soothe skin, reducing allergies, and taking supplements to improve gut health and immunity. Research has shown that when fish is introduced into the diet of young children by the age of 9 months and is eaten weekly, the risk of developing eczema reduces dramatically. Dr. Axe tells us that from the time they start eating, give them oily foods containing 3, 6 and 9 in their diets, or a supplement if they're old enough. And I would suggest that you get a chart for childhood diseases, and go into Google and type contagious and infectious diseases, and you'll find lots of charts there, and you can pin that chart on your fridge. You choose the chart, you put it on your fridge, and generally they're very good as a guideline. But I will be talking about now measles, rash, cough, runny, that's more severe than Lyme. Comparative. Similar to measles patients later. Measles are two different viruses, or rubella is a mild, but is of particular concern infected. The virus can cause severe birth defects, such as hearing, sight, and it can affect the heart and the brain. Now, mumps causes fever, headache, muscle aches, tiredness, loss of appetite, and swollen salivary glands. If mumps occur later in life in a male, they could cause infertility. So it makes sense to try and get young boys to get that over and done with. Chickenpox is another contagious disease that most kids suffer. It's caused by the varicella zoster virus, and it causes blister-like rash, itching, tiredness and fever. The rash appears first on the stomach, back and face. It can spread over the entire body and is very, very itchy. Other illnesses, molluscum contagiosum. I don't see much of this now. I don't see much of this as I used to. It used to be that toddlers and perhaps a little older would get it, and you know much now. And then there's foot, hand and mouth disease, slap face, fifth disease and pink eye. So quite amazing names. Dietary measures and topical applications can be caused discomfort and pain. To check with a health concerned, whether it's your health practitioner. Fever, ask your herbalist for some. You can always use a lukewarm bath with a peppermint oil to soothe. Stay with them. Try to lower fever too quickly. Remember, fevers are the body's inner defense mechanism to fight the infection. So we don't want to eliminate, just to lower the fever. Resting and drinking plenty of fluids is key to achieving this. Gluten-free oatmeal, bone broth or miso soup, kombucha, homemade lollipops to cool, a probiotic at this time is excellent. Dress your child in light clothes with not too much bedding. I like to give them an elderberry for helping the help immunity. And this is if we're not feeling well and have a fever. And also, I sometimes put a bit of lemon balm drops, digestive problems, and increased combination for chamomile tea or tincture drops if they are distressed. Dress your child in light clothes with not too much bedding. Our natural reaction is to wrap them up, isn't it? If children have a tummy bug, I like to give the root of the marshmallow. It's very soothing for the again, you know, if a child give them, get them to tea with honey, preferably woods. And so try cool of half a lemon, toddler age, and some throat, infuse the herb and honey. Chest rub, use a natural version of Vicks on the feet and then put socks on and to go to bed. On the chest, back, front and sides to soothe and help breathing and to soothe irritation. When a child is itching, I would use a herbal cream that will immediately cool the inflammation and moisturise the dryness. Chickweed is good for itching. If you cannot get a cream mix, you could mix some vitamin E oil into it and a few drops of lavender. Sunlight helps. Coconut oil is very soothing and nourishing. So is shea butter. Alcohol-free witch hazel and not too hot bath with dead sea salt are all good. I also like to add 2 drops of lavender oil. I know I keep on about this, but it is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful remedy to soothe. And it will soothe the itching and calm them. Ultimately, though, most illness has to be addressed from the inside. And I find herbs very useful. Also, a balanced microbiome is essential. And a probiotic goes a long way to help cut out sugar, as it adds to the many mishaps that happen to children from bites and stings in the summer, and sunburn to minor cuts and wounds and bruises, all sorts of things. You know what kids are like. They're always falling. There are too many infectious and non-infectious diseases to list you, but I hope I've covered a few of them. Now, the vaccine debate. I urge you to watch Man-Made Epidemic by Natalie Beer. It is unbiased and a fair assessment of the vaccine debate. My children had homeopathy after having one lot of DTaP, that was the vaccine that was given then. And after my oldest son suffered a convulsion, which was very frightening to me, I turned to the homeopathic equivalent of vaccination as a protector. The DTaP, although was meant to protect against different diseases, has a lot of similarity to MMR, which is fashionable at the moment. However, I appreciate that parents are under more pressure now to participate in the vaccine program. So growing up and the different illnesses that can occur, ADD and ADHD, neurological and behavioral related conditions that cause difficulty in concentrating, they can be impulsive and a never-ending energy to the child. Most healthcare professionals are recognizing that food and drink, that is, processed and junk food, are contributory factors. Always remember, though, that these children are very, very bright and very special, and they can be actually channeled, and you can use their energy to achieve great things. Psoriasis, which is an autoimmune disease. Asthma can worsen, hay fever and allergies. Depression can be a problem these days. OCD, that's obsessive compulsive disease or syndrome. Anxiety, obesity, type 2 diabetes. Girls having problems with periods, teenage acne, often affecting boys more than girls. It's equally very, very demoralizing, though, so it has to be done. Anyway, individuals with ADHD symptoms have a challenge in concentrating and sitting still, and can even cause disruption in the classroom. Research has shown that around 7 years old, it becomes more noticeable and can persist through to the teens and adulthood. It's becoming more common, and most healthcare professionals recognise that food and drink can be a major contributory factor. Specifically, refined sugar, artificial sweeteners and food additives, which are chemicals, and food that is nutritionally deficient, preservatives and similar, all exacerbate food allergies and can cause and worsen ADD and ADHD. Other common factors are environmental and lifestyle, and also it can have a genetic link, and the dietary habits can both be causal and contributory. Interestingly, with children, a partial cause is related to a lack of interest. And it's because some children learn better by seeing or doing, that's kinesthetic, rather than by hearing. And you can help your child. One remedy that helps is omega-3 oil. And check with your practitioner for dosage, because it does vary according to age and size of the child. Omega-3 supplements can be amazingly beneficial to ADHD patients, as the EPA and DHA in fish oil are critical for brain function and are anti-inflammatory. The amount of EPA and DHA is important for the success of the remedy. And I have seen this many times in young children who have taken fish oils. I really have noticed the difference. Supplementation is shown to reduce symptoms and improve learning, and I've seen that with my own eyes. Also, dietary-wise, get them to cut out gluten, wheat and conventional dairy and improve the microbiome. It's a vast subject for the so many bright and wonderful children who are affected. And if you want to go on an entirely different culinary adventure that will help not only your children but your family, let me know and I'll devote a program to ADHD and ADD. Now, today's video watch is called Man-Made Epidemic by Natalie Beer, the one I mentioned earlier. And chefs this week will be all children who cook. And whether it's baking or helping mum, it doesn't matter. They're all chefs. Dedicated to all children because they are special. This show is dedicated to you all. Observation shows me that a child's grown-up years and family life is very important and will shape their lives. Being the best role models we can be helps our children to grow into centered and stable adults, to pass that on to their children and to live productive and happy lives with healthy attitudes. The two best gifts we can give our children are roots in the form of stability and security, and wings to fly when they want to leave home and live their life. The ultimate act of love is letting our children go. And the last thought of the day is this poem, which I love very much. I have it on a plaque in my consulting room, and it is absolutely beautiful. Children Learn What They Live by Dorothy Law Nolte. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn to fight. If they live with fear, they learn to be apprehensive. If children live with pity, they learn to feel sorry for themselves. If children live with ridicule, they learn to feel shy. If they live with jealousy, they learn to feel envy. And if they live with shame, they learn to feel guilty. If children live with encouragement, they learn confidence. If children live with tolerance, they learn patience. If children live with praise, they learn appreciation. And if they live with acceptance, they learn to love. If children live with approval, they learn to like themselves. And if children live with recognition, they learn it is good to have a goal. If they live with sharing, they learn generosity. And if they live with honesty, they learn truthfulness. If children live with fairness, they learn justice. If they live with kindness and consideration, they learn respect. If children live with security, they learn to have faith in themselves and in those around them. And if children live with friendliness, they learn that the world's a nice place in which to live. If you live with serenity, your child will live with peace of mind.
You have been listening to Leanna Broome's Healing by Nature on Oyster Mouth Radio. For more information, please email Leanna on info@leannabroome.co.uk. Find her website at www.leannabroome.co.uk. Her Facebook page is Leanna Broome Medical Herbalist.